Well, hello, gentlemen. As it's so hot today, I've actually opened a couple of beers, and I've drunk them a lot earlier than I normally would do. And I must say, they went down very well. And what beer does to me, at least, it opens up pathways in my brain that normally are closed. And what it does, it makes a lot of complex situations seem childish and simplified. And I believe this sort of happens to a lot of men who drink a bit of alcohol. It makes men see how easy it is to fix the world's problems. So let's go way back in time, when there was a few mentally ill people, and they kept them in asylums. I don't believe there's asylums now, or maybe something similar. They don't call them that anyway. But what did these people in these asylums had in common was, they lived in their own little worlds, and they rejected reality of the real world, because maybe it was so harsh. And how did we treat these people? Well, shock treatment was one way. It was a bit barbaric. But mostly we treated them with medication, which kept them quite dumbed down quite a bit. But we seem to be taking a complete different approach in today's world, because a lot of femones walk about in a little bubble of their own, not living in the real world or reality. They may very well be on medication, but they're allowed to walk amongst us. In the olden days, they would put them in an asylum, not only for the safety for themselves, but the safety of other people in the public. The experiment doesn't seem to be working very well, because they create havoc everywhere they are. And if there was still asylums around, I may actually end up checking into one, because that probably will be the sanest place to be right now. And of course, society is at fault. When one of these crazy femons act out in the street or somewhere, they're appeased by society and given plenty of attention. If they got arrested and completely taken away quickly and were charged and fined or even jail time, trust me, the crazies would stop. Femons have a tendency for mental disorders. Just take a look at the country's medical statistics and how many femons are on some kind of medication for a mental disorder at some time in their lives, or nearly all their lives. And if you think femons aren't entitled, just replace that person for a man, and some of these times femons go crazy, and pretend it's a man doing that. He would be arrested immediately. And there's a lot of femons that fake mental disorders, just to get more attention and play the victim. They will use any cause and become an activist for that cause that they don't really care about, just to cause drama and chaos and get the attention they crave. Are these people really mentally ill, or is it something worse than that? Because a lot of mentally ill people can be cured, or at least treated. The film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was a good film, but I don't want to live it every day. And if you didn't quite understand this video, have 3 or 4 beers, and then listen to it again. 6 would be better. You take it easy, people.
Solo man, it's time for your medication.
Well, what is it?
A chilled beer, 330ml bottle.
No, all right if I have to.
It's doctor's orders, Solomon.
It's medication time.